This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here with an economic indicator truism to mark our times. Right now, even the most fresh economic indicator feels like it is from the most distant past. Case in point, this week's Case-Shiller Home Price Index, which shows home prices rose to almost 4% in January, back when open houses were still a thing and unemployment was at a 50-year low. Yes, almost everything has changed since then, but low mortgage rates still do make this a pretty good time to buy a house for those in a position to buy, if they can just imagine it. And as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, realtors are getting real creative.
Just how much the housing market has ground to a halt depends on where you live. In Houston, realtors can still do showings, but Letitia Grant with TAS Realty Group says her firm has a new system.
What an agent will do is go out to the property, wipe the property down, spray the lockbox, open the door for the client.
And then go sit in the car and log into Zoom or FaceTime.
And as the client is walking through the property, you're touring the property with them virtually.
It was just too hard to stay 6 feet apart. Quentin Dane with Dash Realty Group works in three North Carolina counties with three sets of restrictions. In places where he can't show houses in person, he's turned to 3D virtual tours and drone footage. Believe it or not, he says people are making offers on homes they haven't stepped inside.
It's the new norm, push button, make magic, I suppose, but it's happening more often than you would think.
Though with an option to back out if the pictures don't match reality. Zillow says the number of virtual tours created with its app have almost doubled this month. Here in Baltimore, realtor Heather Comstock has lost some clients recently who didn't need to move, but she also just put a listing under contract.
There are people that have to move. They have to move for jobs. They have to move because their lease is ending and someone else is moving in. So we'll have to figure it out.
The industry is also getting creative about closing deals. More lenders are allowing drive-by appraisals. Notaries will meet buyers in parking lots and pass documents through car windows. In Portland, Oregon, broker Bradley Twiss with Neighbors Realty saw a big push last week.
I think people kind of see a door closing, you know, and so everybody was kind of scrambling to get offers accepted, get inspections done. And then this week, I think we're starting to see a little bit of a slowdown.
A slowdown he expects to get worse. Right now, the process is just more difficult. But as job losses grow, fewer people will be able to buy at all. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.